Hi, I'm Jack, and I'm here with Caitlin. We're interviewing Pascal Meehan from LIT.
So why are you here today?
I'm here to support the ICT in Education Conference. The staff here have done a fantastic job in putting this together. It takes a lot of hard work, and all I can do is turn up, make sure that the money was available when they needed it, and the support was there when they wanted it, and I'm just here to wish them all the very best for a great day. It's going to be very, very educational.
How do you use technology?
Oh, well, I love technology. I love technology. I suppose my home, everything now is on demand, so I don't watch television unless it's Netflix, so I decide, or I have it pre-recorded, so I sit down and watch what I want to watch. If I want to listen to music, I listen to music through Spotify, and I play it through my Sonos system, so the whole house is Sonos-fied, and I can select which room I want to listen in. Magazines, I don't buy magazines anymore, I subscribe to Readly, and I can get thousands of magazines on Readly for €10 a month. So I don't use paper, I don't use CDs, I don't use DVDs, and certainly don't use VHS tapes. So that's one of the main applications I have for technology in my life, apart from all the stuff I have to use at work. Because on my desk at work, I have a Surface Pro machine, I have an iPad, I have an iPhone, I have a desktop, you know. So it looks like I'm about to launch a spaceship or something like that when I'm there at times.
Do you think programming should be taught in schools?
Absolutely. You know, programming doesn't have to be called programming when it's being taught, because it's just a way of organising your thoughts and organising what it is that you're trying to do. You can teach people the skills of programming without ever them realising that that's what you're doing. So you can be very subtle and how you can do it. But if you think about it, we have people in secondary schools who are taught technology, and they're taught engineering, and they're taught science, which are all fantastic skills that they need. And when they want to go into university and become engineers and scientists, they have some kind of groundwork done in the secondary schools. But there's no formal teaching of programming. And for that reason, people don't see the progression path that's there. You have a progression when you're doing engineering or you're doing science, but you don't see the link to ICT when you're in secondary school. So that's why I think it's very important. It should become a subject on its own.
Are you enjoying the conference?
Oh, having a great time. I'm going to go down now and I'm going to have a look at the four different stations. And I want to see all the work that the people have been doing. I'm looking forward to seeing that. So, yeah, I'm going to enjoy it a lot more.
What do you like best about the conference?
Well, so far, and we haven't had much, I thought the keynote presentation this morning was absolutely fantastic. I mean, did you enjoy it yourselves? Mm-hmm. You didn't get any bells to ring or anything like that?
No,
I thought it was really, really well done. And I was really, really pleased with that. So it was a great keynote, and Steve Bruce, wasn't he a footballer?
I think he was, yes.
But Man United, he's come a long way, hasn't he?
Yeah. Steve Bruce,
yeah. He's come a long way. So I thought it was a fantastic presentation. Great ideas behind it. Really good.
Do you think maths is reluctant now that technology can do everything?
That which maths?
Yeah.
As in hard sums?
Yeah, exactly.
God, no, maths is the basis of understanding. I don't want to be kind of like Sheldon Cooper on this, you know? But there's two parts to maths, okay? One part is doing the actual computations. When I was at school, which was kind of like a long, long time ago, we weren't allowed to use calculators for the Leaving Cert. We were allowed to use a thing called the slide rule, which allowed you to do calculations a little bit like, you know, moving a slide rule around. But that was only doing the actual calculation, which is irrelevant, right? What's really, really important is that you know why you're making that calculation or what information or what inference can be drawn having made that calculation. So, yeah, technology is great for taking the drudgery out of it. And there's some fantastic programs out there that you can use to analyze data very, very quickly. Lots of computations and graphs can be drawn in a matter of a split second. Before, it would take you ages to draw those graphs. So we can cut to the chase now using the technology, and we can find out exactly what it is we wanted to know. But you always have to understand why you're doing it, and you have to know the questions that you want to be asking. And that's the kind of insight into maths that's really important.
Thanks a million.
You're very welcome.